Spain fines 32 gaming operators more than 33 million euros. Spain's regulator has slapped 32 gambling operators with fines exceeding 33 million euros for a range of breaches, including unlicensed activity and failures in player protection. Regulator escalates enforcement against unlicensed operators. The Ministry of Social Rights, Consumer Affairs, and Agenda 2030, through the Directorate General for Gambling Regulation, DGOJ, announced that six foreign companies were hit with the stiffest penalties. Each was fined 5 million euros and ordered to have its domain shuttered. The firms named in the sanction package are XYZ Entertainment, Moonrail Limited, EOD Code SRL, Samaki, Lone Rock Holdings, and Nova Forge. The ministry described these as very serious infractions for operating without the necessary Spanish licenses and for evading national safeguards. Alongside the very serious sanctions, the DGOJ imposed a second tranche of penalties on 26 licensed B2C operators for breaches of Article 40 of Law 13/2011, which governs gambling in Spain. Those fines were assessed according to the nature and severity of each breach, and collectively total roughly 3.5 million euros, around $4.0 million. Several of the licensed operators cited in the ministry's statement included household names in the Spanish market, such as 888 Online, Betfair, and Codere. This series of sanctions signals a marked change in enforcement intensity, said Maria Lopez, senior analyst at Madrid consultancy Juego Claro. The combination of large administrative fines, domain blocking, and a focus on technical compliance shows Spanish authorities intend to close off the market to offshore suppliers while forcing licensed operators to lift their compliance standards. Detailed penalty breakdown and enforcement trends. The ministry provided a more granular breakdown of selected fines. 888 Online was fined 250,000 euros for failing to meet technical requirements for its software and communication systems and for using non-approved technical solutions. Bichia Online received a 300,000 euro penalty for similar shortcomings. Betfair was penalized 100,000 euros for shortcomings linked to player protection and responsible gambling measures. In a single, higher-value enforcement action, Electroworks Ceuta was fined 512,000 euros for permitting access to gambling by excluded individuals, using unauthorized technical systems, and not meeting software technical standards. Codere was issued a smaller fine of 17,500 euros for breaches tied to the same technical compliance rules. The ministry framed these measures as part of an intensified enforcement drive in 2025 under Minister Pablo Bustinday's remit. The DGOJ said that so far this year, it has issued 58 serious and very serious sanctions, amounting to nearly 111 million euros, about $128 million. Since the major regulatory reform in July 2021, the public tally of sanctions has reached 212 penalties, totaling approximately 496 million euros, roughly $570 million. Regulators across Europe are watching Spain's approach closely, said Carlos Fernandez, legal director at the Spanish Betting Association. Operators should expect more rigorous audits of technical systems, stronger checks on excluded player lists, and quicker action against offshore sites that attempt to target Spanish consumers. For operators in Spain, the RISA rulings underline two enforcement priorities: blocking unlicensed market access and tightening technical and player protection compliance among licensed providers. The use of domain enforcement and substantial flat fines for offshore companies marks a more aggressive posture from the DGOJ compared with earlier years. market participants told industry outlets that the rulings are likely to accelerate investment in compliance teams, independent technical audits, and automated exclusion controls. Smaller operators face the most pressure, as they often lack the resources to absorb repeated sanctions or to rework back-end systems on short notice. Practical steps for operator. Operators active in Spain should prioritize three measures. Conduct an independent technical audit of gaming and communication systems. Strengthen responsible gambling and exclusion mechanisms, and verify all digital assets are fully licensed for Spanish activity. Proactive engagement with the DGOJ and documented remediation plans can also reduce future sanction exposure.